Hi, this is Tony Funeka, Cover Magazine. I'm speaking to Anthony Miller, the founder and CEO of Simply. Simply is an insurtech business in the life space. Anthony, maybe you can just give us a little bit of background. You've been going for a while and you're doing quite well. Tell us a little bit about Simply and where you're at.
Yeah, thanks, Tony, and thanks for having me today. We started Simply just under 4 years ago with a focus on trying to use new technology to simplify the way that people buy and use life and disability insurance in South Africa. You know, we had a view that the South African market is kind of ready for a shakeup. Things are changing very fast, and yet when you look around, you know, lots of people have funeral cover, very few have life or disability cover. Insurance is still being sold in the way that it was kind of 20 years ago. So we thought that there was clearly an opportunity for things to be done differently. We started off with a retail product and a product for domestic workers where the employer buys the cover for the domestic worker, and have actually found it quite hard going in the retail space. You know, we have a very kind of differentiated product, but the market is very competitive. There are lots of big players out there. You know, the economy is tough and we're all sort of competing for the same people. Our domestic worker product has been quite a success in that it's a very focused product. It's typically employers who care about their staff that buy the product. And what we found is that typically once people have bought the product, they keep paying for it. And the result is we can offer great value. Mm-hmm. Off the back of that, we introduced a group life product for small businesses or for SMEs. And that product's actually been our most successful product because what it enables us to do is to cover many people in one go, and the employers are able to buy cover for their staff at a fraction of the cost of what the employers would have to pay if they bought it themselves. Mm-hmm. So things are going quite well, but it certainly has been a bit of a road that we've had to walk to get to where we are now.
Mm. I mean, that small business, almost group life type of thing is absolutely what the country needs, because if we want to keep increased penetration and get more people into the formal insurance market rather than jumping around with multiple funeral policies, etc., that's probably the best way, the best route to go.
Yeah, we're very excited about it. I mean, not only for South Africa, but other markets as well. You know, the kind of scale benefits you get both in kind of distribution and collection of working through employers mm-hmm. are really significant. You know, so, you know, not only can you offer much better value for employees, but it's also actually easy to serve lots of people in a relatively short period of time. Mm-hmm. You know, and our view is that what we're proving here has got lots of application in other markets, particularly emerging markets.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you your business is sort of born out of tech and born out of data, and your interest in tech comes a long way. So your latest development is then also obviously taking advantage of the tech space and the move to collaborating with other data sources and other companies and so on. So tell us a little bit about this development.
Yeah, so I think, as you know, I mean, I previously started and ran a business called Lightstone, which gave me a sort of front row seat as far as data was concerned. Mm-hmm. And when we started the business Simply, and I co-founded it with a friend of mine who's an actuary, we had a view that data would be an important part of the way we build out the business. Mm-hmm. So what we've done as a first significant step in that direction is that we've integrated our group life product with a cloud-based payroll provider called PaySpace, which is one of the leading payroll system providers in the country. And what that does is it enables PaySpace users now to sign up to Simply using their PaySpace credentials. Mm-hmm. Thereby removing the need for them to give us any data. We can get all the data that we need directly from PaySpace in order to quote and incept a policy. But almost more importantly, once a PaySpace user has signed up with Simply using their PaySpace credentials, between us and PaySpace, we keep the cover schedule up to date. Mm-hmm. So if an employer adds an employee, removes an employee, it automatically synchronizes mm-hmm. between us and PaySpace. And a lot of the hassle factor that has traditionally been an issue for SMEs with group life goes mm-hmm. away, because mm-hmm. you can mm-hmm. rest assured that the people that you are currently employing are covered, mm-hmm. you know, by Simply in this case.
Because, I mean, an SME is always understaffed and taking advantage of opportunities that's further than what their staff grow. So admin is the last on their mind.
100%. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I mean, you're an entrepreneur, I'm an entrepreneur, you know, to the extent that we can get admin stuff to take care of itself and mm-hmm. we can focus on running the business, driving the business, or selling, you know, so much the better. Mm-hmm. So what we're looking to do is to find where SMEs are working with existing partners or systems mm-hmm. and figuring out how we can collaborate with those kinds of businesses in a way that makes the lives of our kind of joint customers easier.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we spoke a little bit, my audience is a lot in the broker market, financial planner market and that sort of thing. And those businesses, SMEs in their own right, not just have their own needs, but they also have business clients, SME, lots of SME clients that have that sort of the need for that specific type of service that Simply provide.
Yeah.
So do you have any plans to?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question. We see brokers as a very important part of our distribution plan. You know, we actively recruiting brokers on the life side who can sell our products. And we actively looking for short-term commercial brokers who would be interested in marketing this product to their base and referring customers to us. So we've actually, you know, resourced up a team specifically to focus on this. Mm-hmm. We think that the SME space and short-term commercial brokers, there's lots of overlap between the people that they serve and the people that we're targeting. And so we kind of really actively looking to find partners in that space.
Yeah, because I mean, as a financial planner or a broker, you can tick a lot of boxes there. You know, it's as we spoke, it's about their clients and looking after their clients. It's about adding another product that they can add value with. But it's also making a difference in society, because this type of product for SMEs makes a huge difference in the lives of those SME employees.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the funny thing for us, or in a way kind of validating thing for us, is that of the sort of 50 to 100 new groups that we're signing up each month, maybe one has cover mm-hmm. when we kind of start dealing with them. Mm-hmm. You know, so this really is a new market, and the people, the employees that get the cover, either don't have cover currently, or they have cover that's way too expensive for what they're getting. Mm-hmm. So, in our opinion. So this is certainly opening up a new market and creating kind of a new safety blanket for the dependents mm-hmm. of those employees, for sure.
Increasing penetration, which is what the industry is trying.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, from my point of view, for brokers, life brokers, short-term brokers, you know, they have relationships with SMEs or SME owners. Mm-hmm. And this is it's a new market. It's not... We don't find ourselves kind of competing with existing players other than on the margin of where we play. Mm. For the most part, what we're doing is we're opening up a new market for this kind of product. And for us, you know, it's clear that working with partners is the way that we're going to expand faster.
Mm. Brilliant. Anthony, thank you very much for those insights. And I wish you luck with that product.
Yeah, thanks, Tony. And thanks for the opportunity.